We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Come on. Welcome to Money Savage, a Savage Approach to Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, a strong and powerful Terry White. Terry, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Let's do this. Terry is the president and CEO of SunWest Trust, where he lives out his passions for educating and inspiring potential investors to build their own self-directed IRAs that are customized to fit their unique needs and financial goals. I'm excited to have you on. Terry, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I've been married for 38 years. I have three boys who actually all work with me.
Congratulations.
And have two great grandsons that I'm going to spend a little time with this afternoon. So, nice. Got a great life.
Excellent. And tell us how you got started doing what you're doing, and some more about the passion that they have for the work.
Well, George, that's kind of a long story, but I'll try to give you the short version. I have a degree in accounting from the University of New Mexico here. I live in Albuquerque, and I started my career as a controller for a title company. And then from that, a few years later, to avoid being fired, I quit and started my escrow company, which over the years became a trust company, where we handle self-directed IRAs. So I always had a passion for investing and helping people manage their money and giving them the best options and stuff. So that's kind of how we got to where we are today with SunWest Trust.
Got it. And as we all, well, certainly as you know, you're also the author of a book, which is entitled "When All You Have Is a Hammer: An Informational Guide to Self-Directed IRAs." I would have to imagine, I don't know the percentage, but the majority of retirement assets that people have are in traditional investments like the stock market. So I imagine you have thoughts on that.
Absolutely. There are actually about 42 million IRAs in the country, almost $9 trillion. And it's kind of hard to tell, but we think anywhere from 3 to 5% of those are in what is termed a self-directed IRA. In other words, people investing in things other than stocks, bonds, mutual funds. So there's a huge opportunity for people to invest in other things if they're so inclined.
Got it. And your thought process is that perhaps they should be more inclined?
Well, the thought process behind the book, for one thing, is just a way to educate people because, you know, we get calls every day here at my office where people say their CPA is telling them it's not legal to invest in a private company. And so people just don't know. So I'm kind of on a quest through your podcast and others to educate people and give them the opportunity to make that decision for themselves. You know, all the time I tell people what we do and they say, well, I didn't even know you could do that. I didn't know you could, you know, buy precious metals in your IRA or lend someone money, that kind of thing.
So maybe that's a good jumping off spot is for whatever reason, if it's just things are the way that they are and this is how we've always done them, the vast majority, over 95% of the IRAs that are out there are traditional IRAs, and a very small percentage, less than 5%, are in these, I suppose, I don't want to call them non-traditional, but that's sort of what they are if everything else is traditional, is in self-directed IRAs. So it is perfectly legal to have a self-directed IRA and then is there a limit on what you can invest in? Are there certain things you can, can't?
Yeah, exactly. The only limit, the IRS doesn't tell you what you can invest in. They tell you what you cannot invest in. And so basically, if anybody's interested, they can look at the Internal Revenue Code, Section 4975, and it basically says you cannot invest in life insurance or collectibles. So given those two things, the only other thing you have to be careful about is investing with a disqualified party, which we can talk about if we get a chance. But given those two things, that's all you cannot invest in. So that leaves, you know, that leaves a world of things, real estate, you name it. We've had people invest in racehorses and, you know, in private companies and startup companies. I've been told, I don't know if it's true or not, but I've been told that some of the investment that started Facebook came from an IRA.
Got it. Interesting. All right. So, what is a good jumping off point for this? Perhaps it's a matter of who is a good candidate for a self-directed IRA?
That's a great question. And that's the reason for my interest in educating people, because I firmly believe it's not necessarily good for my business, but I firmly believe that there's a number of people out there that probably would do best just to leave their IRA with their, you know, with their friendly brokerage house, leave it in a mutual fund, that kind of thing. But for those few people who understand investing, who understand a particular type of investment, it's an opportunity for them to get involved. So a lot of times people think, you know, man, I'd love to flip houses, but I just don't have any money. So once they find out that their IRA is a potential source of money, that just opens up a whole new world for them as far as what, you know, because a lot of times people don't have any cash in their bank account, but they have been contributing to an IRA and they may have some money there, or they may have, you know, a 401k from a company that they worked for previously. So that's a source of money that they could do something with. But I think it's very important to point out that it's not for everyone. And unless you're willing, you know, to put some work and some research and learn, it's probably not for the people that just want to, you know, want someone to tell them what to do or how to invest their money. I think it's important that people do their research and understand what they're investing in, and make an educated decision.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. All right, so your company, for lack of a better term, unlocks the potential of assets inside of an IRA that are typically invested in mutual funds, stuff like that. So let's just use, we'll use me an example. Let's say I have $100,000 in an IRA, and I've been meaning or wanting to start investing in real estate, buy some rental properties. I come to you, and what?
Well, yeah, what you do is, you know, you would come to either SunWest Trust or a custodian like them. There are several custodians around the country that will allow you to invest your IRA in things other than what normal, you know, people normally know about: stocks, bonds, mutual funds, CDs, that kind of thing. And then once you set up the account, everyone needs to understand that the investments that you make are strictly up to you, and the custodian that you're dealing with, in this case SunWest Trust, will only act at your specific written instructions. So we don't make any decisions about what you invest in. We don't do any research about whether it's a good investment or a bad investment. That's left completely up to the individual who owns the IRA. So it gives you a tremendous amount of freedom, but you know, as we all know, with freedom comes responsibility. And so you have to be willing to take that responsibility for yourself.
Okay. So do I have a choice on how much of my IRA that I put in there? In this example, I have $100,000 in my IRA. I can put all of it in. I can put $50,000 in. Is there a maximum or a minimum?
No, if you've already got the money in the IRA, with your example, you've got $100,000, and let's just say you've got it at a brokerage house at this point, you can just move a portion of that, and you can keep money at your existing IRA. There's no limit on the number of IRAs you can have. So you can keep, you know, two or three, whatever you want to do, depending on your retirement goals. So, it's not an all or nothing kind of thing. You could take a piece of that and invest it, and if it does well, you can add more. If you made some particular investment that has a life cycle, and it runs out, you can move it back into your normal, what we've referred to as a traditional IRA. So it's pretty flexible.
Okay, got it. So let's keep our example. Let's say that I put $50,000 into my new self-directed IRA, and I have in mind a desire to use $25,000 of that to buy a rental property or a couple rental properties. Can I hold also if I wanted to invest in gold or some other asset? Am I able to do that inside the same account?
Absolutely, yes. You can. So if you set up an account with us, let's call it a self-directed IRA custodian like SunWest Trust, you can hold several different assets within that account. And so you could have some gold, you could have a piece of real estate, you could have even just a portion of real estate. In other words, your $25,000, I'm not sure where you live, but $25,000 doesn't buy a lot of real estate where I am. So you might go in with other people who are non-disqualified parties, and you may only owe a fractional piece of a piece of real estate, along with some other types of assets.
Got it. Well, since it's been brought up twice, what is a disqualified party?
Okay, great question. So the Internal Revenue Code defines disqualified parties as yourself. So in other words, you cannot, if you own a piece of real estate or you own something, you cannot have your IRA buy that from you. Your IRA cannot do business with you directly. Also, your IRA cannot do business with family. And interestingly, the IRS defines family as your ascendants and descendants. So that means your parents, grandparents, kids, grandkids. And then the only other disqualified party is someone who provides services to your IRA. So let's say you have an accountant that does some of the tax returns that might be required for your IRA or something. You couldn't do business with them. If you, let's say now you and I have met and you wanted to make an investment with me, you couldn't do that with your IRA because my company, and the company that I own, does provide services for your IRA. So I would be a disqualified party. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Understood. Okay. So what are some of the really, really common places that people invest? I'm sure it's real estate, but what about things like debt?
Well, the biggest one in my company is real estate, and debt is a. I'm glad you brought that up because that's a great opportunity, not only for people to lend money to someone else, but also you can purchase debt. I, for the last 40 years of my life, have purchased debt on real estate and in various forms, and so that's something you can go out and do. You don't have to actually create a loan. You can find a loan that's already existing and maybe has some history and purchase that, and that may reduce the potential risk because you already have something that's performing. I also, one of our customers that I met or I've talked to on the phone purchased like credit card debt. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but he would, there's websites online where you can purchase credit card debt. And then he'd turn around and try to get people to pay that back. You buy it at pennies on the dollar and then try to get them to give you nickels on the dollar, I guess, to pay it back. Also, we've had people that buy tax liens. I don't know in the state that you live in if they have those, but I know in Colorado you can go buy, if someone doesn't pay the taxes on their property, you can buy that tax debt and then they have to pay you back at some point in time or they lose the property. So those are all opportunities for people to invest their IRAs.
Got it. Okay, so I open the account with SunWest. I transfer money from my existing IRA to my new self-directed IRA. I have a transaction that I've decided I'm interested in engaging in. I'm going to put $50,000 of the $100,000 towards real estate. It's incumbent upon me to make sure that I'm crossing all the T's and dotting the I's. How does it work? And then you just help me hold the money and hold the asset.
Yeah, well, so the IRS requires that you have a custodian. So that's why we're in place. And what I meant by at your direction is you make the decision about what you want to invest in. Now we will help you in, you know, we will require certain documentation to make sure that your IRA is in, has title to the piece of property. But for instance, if you're buying a house, it would be up to you to go find the property, to negotiate the price, and then we would be the SunWest Trust as custodian for your IRA, excuse me, would be the purchaser. But most importantly is that you determine that it is a good investment, and you make that decision. A self-directed IRA custodian doesn't make any of those kinds of decisions for you. So you would also probably, you know, in the house example, you know, most likely you would close with a title company and that kind of thing to make sure that you got clear legal title to it. Maybe something a little more, you know, a little better as far as our explanation is, let's say someone came to you and wanted you to invest in their private business that they're starting. It would be up to you to make sure that that was a legitimate business and that this was a trustworthy person and, you know, that you were what you were buying as far as whether it be stock in their company or a membership unit interest in an LLC, that kind of thing.
Understood. So you are by no means providing investment advice. You're not an investment advisor or anything like that.
Correct.
Got it. All right. So like everything else in life, Terry, I'm sure there's lots of ways to mess this up. What are some of the common areas that people goof up on?
Well, you know, it all goes back, George, to just people doing some research on their own and educating themselves. There is a lot of information out on the internet, obviously. You've got to be careful and make sure that what you're reading, you know, find a couple of sources and make sure that what you're reading is true. I think that's the most important thing. One of the things we see is people not being careful how they have assets titled. You know, you can't go out there and find a house, for instance, and say, okay, I'm going to put that in my name and then I'll assign it to my IRA later. You can't do that. It has to be in the name of the IRA from the very beginning. The purchase agreement needs to be in the name of the IRA. The other thing we see is there's a thing called, I don't know if you've ever heard of a thing called checkbook control IRAs. Have you heard of that?
I have.
Well, they're legitimate. There's not a problem with them. The problem comes in that the people that have them either don't know what they're doing or the person that sold it to them didn't help them understand what they're doing. And so they accidentally or on purpose commingle their private funds with their IRA funds. You know, so you just have to be careful about that. And again, it just goes back to, and I can't stress this enough, is educating yourself. My company, for instance, we have well over 200 videos on YouTube. Our channel is SunWest IRA, where you can go and watch a short 5 to 7 minute video and educate yourself about a particular topic that you're thinking about investing in. And also my book is maybe a great way to start, just to give you an idea of the actual questions to ask your CPA or your tax professional before you waste all that time with them. You know, it'd be good to read that book and at least have good questions to come up with to begin with.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. I think that the more information you can get going into something like this and like anything, the better, and then working with professionals, there's immense value in that, obviously. So
yes.
Well, Terry, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, I think along with my business, the interesting idea is that, you know, you have an opportunity to invest your IRA in things other than stocks and bonds and mutual funds. And so I think the tip would be to go out and educate yourself and decide if that's something that would be valuable for you. And if it is, then educate yourself about a particular kind of investment and try it out.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
And Terry, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Where can they get a copy of your book?
George, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and to your listeners. They can go to sunwesttrust.com. That's our website. And there they can request my book for free, and they can either download an ebook or they can request it. We'll mail them an actual copy of it. And then if they want to contact me, the best thing to do there is to go to the contact section in the website and send us an email. And I would love it if they would mention this podcast so that I know where they heard me, and I'll help them in any way that I can.
Excellent. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Terry your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to sunwesttrust.com, get a copy of Terry's book, and also check out his YouTube channel. He said he's got hundreds of videos on there. So great, great way to educate yourself. Thank you again, Terry.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.